And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 23rd of July, 2016. It's the birthday of Raymond Chandler, born in Chicago, 1888, whose detective novels starring Philip Marlowe were set in Los Angeles, starting with the first one, The Big Sleep, 1939. Chandler spent time on the front lines in France during World War I, returned to L.A. to become an executive in the oil industry. But he drank too much, he had affairs with secretaries, he was fired. He set out to support himself writing mystery novels. It took him 3 months to write The Big Sleep, which was made into a movie starring Humphrey Bogart as Philip Marlowe. Second novel was Farewell, My Lovely. He wrote 8 novels before he died, nearly penniless, 1959, having taken up drinking again after the death of his wife Sissy, and having written his greatest work, The Long Goodbye, while she was dying. Raymond Chandler, who said, "The thing that gets me down is that when I write something that is tough and fast and full of mayhem and murder, I get panned for being tough and fast and full of mayhem and murder, and then when I try to tone down a bit and develop the mental and emotional side of a situation, I get panned for leaving out what I was panned for putting in the first time." He and his wife Sissy are buried side by side under a gravestone that reads, "Dead men are heavier than broken hearts," which is a quote from The Big Sleep. It was on this day in 1929 the fascist government in Italy banned the use of foreign words, especially French and English, so wine from Bordeaux became known as Barolo, and a movie, which formerly was known as Il Film, was now called La Pellicola. It's the birthday of Vikram Chandra, born in New Delhi, 1961. At the age of 15, he discovered Fitzgerald and Hemingway. He said, "Reading The Great Gatsby at age 15 in India, I knew nothing. I had no context for it, social or symbolic, and it still blew me away. It was so beautiful." He wanted to move to the United States, study creative writing, and his parents let him go. They sent him to Pomona College in California, then the University of Houston. He said, "It was 1987, with all the minimalist stuff in vogue, and suddenly here I am with all these Indian gods making pronouncements. They'd say, 'This is melodrama,' and I would answer, 'I know, but I like melodrama. We Indians do melodrama.'" He wrote Love and Longing in Bombay, the novel Sacred Games, and a nonfiction book called Geek Sublime, Writing Fiction, Coding Software, about the connection of writing and writing code as a computer programmer. Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchy entitled Elegy. Poets can't wait to bury their fathers so they can write about it. Mine wanted no part of that. I'll bury myself, thank you. I thought he meant later, but that afternoon he left a note. I'm dead. I dialed his cell. The reception was bad at that speed, but he heard me ask, "What am I supposed to tell Mom?" "You're the writer," he replied. "Make something up." A poem by Ron Kirchy, Elegy, from his collection Vampire Planet, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.